discover top-rated stays loved by guests. Rated highest by real guests through authentic reviews. Vrbo. Book a vacation rental loved by guests.
In the U.S., there's a break-in every 26 seconds. But when intruders step near, Simply Safe Home Security steps up.
Stop. This is Simply Safe. Police are on the way.
Using AI alerts, U.S.-based live agents help deter break-ins. Simply Safe. No long-term contracts. Save 50% on your new system with professional monitoring at simplysafe.com/SXM or with promo code SXM.
Outdoor deterrence requires a Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection plan starting at $49.99 a month. Visit simplysafe.com/licenses for alarm license information. Tennessee 2012.
You're listening to TerryWilson3.com.
TerryWilson3.com.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner.
The power of knowing why you are where you are. Hey, everybody, this is Terry, and this is the TW3 podcast. I just want to say thank you for taking the time to spend part of your day with me today. I want to talk about something that honestly, well, quite frankly, hit me like a ton of bricks today. This wasn't something I read in a book. It wasn't something I heard at a conference, even though I just came back from the Ford conference down in Duluth, Georgia, which was awesome. But it actually came from a conversation with one of my closest friends and coaching colleagues, Bill Perry. Bill was showing me a new coaching assessment he's begun using with his clients. Now, I've taken personality assessment for years. I've administered them. I've coached people through them. I've seen thousands of different reports and assessments and tools and all of that. So honestly, I wasn't expecting to learn much about myself as I have gone through so many of these various instruments and tools. But somewhere during this assessment, something happened. It wasn't that I discovered something completely new. In all honesty, it was that everything just suddenly connected for some reason. And that could be the gifting on Bill, and I don't want to diminish that, but it was almost like someone had laid the last 3 or 4 years out of my life and business right there on a table. Every success, every frustration, every business win, every relationship challenge, every season where I felt unstoppable, and every season where I felt like I was pushing a boulder up a hill, the old stone of Sisyphus. So suddenly, all of these scenarios that happened post-COVID started making sense. And I realized something. Most people know how they're doing. Ask someone, hey, how are you doing? Very few people understand why they're doing it that way. Knowing how you're doing and knowing why you're doing is a different answer. Why are you having the experience you're having right now? Everybody can take a snapshot. Hey, here's the experience I'm having right now, personally, professionally, my business, at home. That's, we're all reporters of our life to the extent we can be. We all feel and have a perspective. So we're all sort of ready to give that answer. This is how I'm doing. I was telling a friend of mine at church the other day, he came up to me and says, hey, how are you doing? I says, not for me to judge. I was being a little jokey. I wasn't trying to be snarky. It probably came across that way. But, I was trying to make the point, I don't necessarily know, because sometimes I don't have the right perspective. I don't have the perspective of God. Sometimes, even though I should have the mind of Christ, and even though I should take on his perspective, but sometimes his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the beginning and the end. So I'm in this story that he sees the beginning and the end. So to ask me how I'm doing, to be quite frank, I don't have the proper vantage point to ever be able to really answer that. Don't want to get too meta. But as human beings, a snapshot of our lives, how are you doing? How's the family? How's the kids? How's mom? How's this? We can give a snapshot of how we're doing in this particular time now, which is what most of the time people are asking. But the thought occurred to me today when I was talking to Bill through this tool that he was sort of trying out on me and showing me how it worked and the results he's getting and how effective it is. For the first time, probably in several years, I really, really got some clarity on why I have and why I am having the experiences personally and professionally that I am having, which I found immensely valuable.
Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find, reaching for something in the distance so close.
Because now I feel equipped to do some things, to make some changes, to make some long overdue decisions, to put some goals, some markers out there that hey, this is where I'm at, but this is where I'm going to be come 2 weeks from now, a month from now, a quarter from now. Here's where I want to be half through the year, and here's where I want to be at the end of the year. Simply by gaining clarity and being able to finally understand why I'm doing as well or as poorly as I am currently doing. See, most people measure results instead of causes. Every Monday morning, people ask, how's business? How are sales? How's the marriage? How's the church? How's life? Those are fine questions, but they're a scoreboard question. They're asking about outcomes. They're not asking about causes. Imagine walking into your doctor's office. He looks at your blood pressure, looks at your weight, looks at your blood sugar, looks at your cholesterol, then simply says, hey, you're unhealthy. Well, thank you. But you know that, right? The better doctor asks, why? What's creating this? What's causing it? What's driving these numbers? See, your results, personally, professionally, they're just symptoms. Causes are where change actually happens. Business works the same way. Your personal and professional life is contingent upon causes. I think many entrepreneurs spend years trying to fix symptoms. Just need more leads, need more this, need more that. What they really need is simply clarity. Clarity is more valuable than motivation. I've spent almost 20 years coaching entrepreneurs. One thing I've noticed, people don't usually fail because they lack motivation. They fail because they're solving the wrong problem. They keep trying harder, working longer, buying another course, changing CRMs, changing logos, changing marketing, changing niches that they work in, changing their website, when the real issue has never changed. Imagine trying to fix poor gas mileage by washing your car. You're working, you're doing something, but you're solving the wrong issue. See, clarity eliminates unnecessary efforts and energies being expended by you. And keep in mind, you and I, we only have so much bandwidth. And one of the greatest gifts that coaching can give someone is helping them see themselves objectively. Not who they wish they were, not who they fear they are, but who they actually are. Clarity is expensive to avoid, but priceless to obtain. Self-awareness creates better decisions. Here's what hit me. When I saw my assessment, I could immediately recognize, of course I enjoy building products. Of course I get energized creating new ideas. Of course repetitive administrative work drains me. Of course I naturally connect ideas other people don't. And just as importantly, I could see where I've struggled, areas I've had to intentionally grow, some blind spots, some communication habits, decision-making tendencies I have, stress responses. The fascinating thing wasn't discovering those. It was realizing every major success I've had was because I leaned into my strengths. And nearly every unsuccessful frustration that I have experienced came from operating too long inside areas that weren't naturally wired for me. That's incredibly freeing because it removes the shame, it removes the self-doubt, it removes the self-loathing, it removes the insecurity, and it replaces it with understanding. And here again, I'm a licensed, certified MBTI practitioner. I've used DISC. I've used several different tools and continue to use them and continue to believe in them. It was just amazing, this newest tool that Bill has in his arsenal. I just felt this is so applicable. It just is one, two, maybe even three levels even deeper to get down from the top layers of, thinking about who you are and why you are to here's how it manifests in the world and how it shows up in the workplace and it shows up in your life. And these are the applications and the real world results you get from applying these strengths, these geniuses you have, versus trying to operate in your weaknesses. Absolutely, absolutely insightful and very enlightening to me. For me, it was like driving a four-wheel drive truck through the mountains. You don't beat yourself up because it isn't a sports car. You simply understand that what it's designed to do. Likewise, you don't criticize a Ferrari because it isn't built for mud trails. So it's a different design, different purpose. The problem comes when we spend our lives trying to become someone else's vehicle. It's very freeing when you know yourself, appreciate who you are, how you were created, and how that can be leveraged for your good and benefit and the market and this the family and the community that you're called to serve. See, God doesn't call copies, he calls originals. One thing scripture constantly reminds us is that God designed the body with many parts, different gifts, different functions, different callings. The eye shouldn't apologize for not being the hand. Neither should the hand resent the eye. Business often pressures people into believing there's only one successful personality. God knows that is so prevalent in the church world. We have almost deified, if not made it divine, to have a certain personality type. And that's dangerous and it's wrong. And it's unbiblical. But in the business world, it's the same way. We look at these business titans that have done such great things, and all of a sudden we say, well, you have to look, act, respond, and have this set of tools to be successful like so-and-so. And nothing is further from the truth. Only one leadership style, only one communication style, only one sales process. That's simply just not the case. Some people build through relationships. Others build through systems. Others through innovation, and others through consistency or tenacity. Understanding yourself helps you stop chasing someone else's assignment. If you think about King David, he never defeated Goliath wearing Saul's armor. That's an old, story, but it's still true to this. Not because Saul's armor was bad, it's simply because it wasn't for him. To use an old Saul there. But the point is this, the hidden cost of ignoring yourself, it's going to be high. Here's something I've noticed. Many entrepreneurs are unknowingly succeeding while simultaneously exhausting themselves. Well, why? Because they're winning in areas requiring constant compensation. They're succeeding, but at enormous emotional cost. I've lived seasons like that. The business looked great. Revenue was growing. Opportunities were everywhere. But internally, everything felt heavier than it should have. Now I understand why. I was operating outside some of my highest value strengths. That's not sustainable. I was operating outside of, if I could dare use the word for myself, some of the geniuses that I have and been given. That's not by me, but by my God. Your gifting runs out of gas trying to compensate for poor alignment. So here's the better question. The challenge I want to leave you with today. Stop asking, how am I doing? Instead, ask, why am I doing this well or this poorly? Why am I stuck? Why do I naturally enjoy this? And why does this always frustrate me? Why do certain relationships energize me while the others just drain me? Why do certain projects energize me and others drain me? Why do some businesses seem easy while others constantly feel forced? When you understand the why, you can build around it. You stop fighting yourself. You start designing your business around how God actually created you. So one of the reasons coaching is so valuable is because another person often sees patterns that you simply can't. You're just too close to yourself. We all have blind spots. That's why athletes have coaches. Executives have coaches. Musicians have coaches. Pastors have mentors. It's difficult to read the label when you're inside the bottle. Sometimes someone else simply helps you connect the dots you couldn't see alone. Not because you're broken, because you're too close to your own story. Think about it for just a second. Do you think Dean Smith or Phil Jackson or any of the people that was privileged to coach Michael Jordan were actually better basketball players than Michael Jordan? Why, heavens no. So what value did they have and could offer to Michael? Their own experiences and, more importantly, their own perspectives that he did not have of himself. They saw him from a different vantage point than he saw. And that's why it was incumbent upon him to always have a coach. And you're listening, you say, I know where I am, but I honestly don't know why I keep ending up here. I'd encourage you to invest in understanding yourself. Not just your business, but yourself. One of the tools we've made available through TW3 is our coaching and assessment process at coachwithtw3.com. The goal isn't to put you in a box. The goal is to hand you a map. When you have a map, you stop wandering. You stop comparing yourself to everyone else. You stop trying to force methods that don't fit your wiring. Instead, you begin building a business, a career, better relationships, a life that works with you rather than you trying to fit around it. Stop constantly fighting against yourself. Get in alignment with how God has actually created you. And I'll leave you with this. Your future probably isn't waiting on another strategy. It may be waiting on a just simple greater clarity. Success isn't just about doing more. Sometimes it's about understanding more. The better you understand yourself, the better you'll understand your business. The better you'll understand your relationships, the better you'll understand your leadership. And perhaps more importantly, you'll finally be able to answer one of life's most important questions. Not how am I doing, but why am I doing this way? Because once you know the why, you can intentionally build a better tomorrow. So thanks for joining me today and hanging out at the TW3 podcast. I really hope you got something out of today's series. I know I did, you know, and you're talking and listening to someone who has been through so many different assessments and really lean into a lot of these tools, because I really believe that passage where it says, search me, O God, see if there be any iniquity in me, that whole self-discovery of what's good and what's bad inside of me, show it, reveal it so I can work on it. And the understanding that I need something outside of myself to give me this perspective. I have always felt like that If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And personal growth is what we're called to do by our Maker. He didn't create us to stay where we're at. So, this is Terry. I hope you have a wonderful week. If I can help you in any way, feel free to reach out. Till next time.
So we hope you've got a lot out of the content today. Please take a few minutes to give us a 5-star positive review at terrywilson3.com/review. This helps us promote our content and continue to reach more and more people. Again, thanks for being part of the TW3 community here at terrywilson3.com. Please like and share our content, and we will see you soon.
Welcome, fellow leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries. Today, I invite you to step into a world where greatness is not just a goal, but a collective reality. Introducing the Elite Mastermind Group by TW3, a sanctuary for those seeking not just success, but exponential growth. It's more than a group. It's a synergy of minds, a convergence of aspirations, and a breeding ground for extraordinary accomplishments. You'll learn not only from experts, but from the stories of those beside you, fellow trailblazers who weathered storms and conquered obstacles, enriching your own journey. Imagine being surrounded by a league of highly motivated business owners and entrepreneurs, each driven by the same passion for success, propelling each other towards greatness. Embrace the power of networking, the art of learning, and the joy of sharing your value. It's not just about what you gain, but what you contribute. Dare to be exceptional. Dare to be part of the elite. Don't just dream of success. Surround yourself with those who are already living it. Join the Elite Mastermind Group by TW3. Elevate your success. Elevate your life.
Unlock the power within you. Discover the untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. You Are Worth More isn't just a book. It's a transformative guide to understanding your unique value in today's ever-evolving marketplace. Visit youareworthmorebook.com and claim your free copy. Within these pages, you'll unravel the secrets to identify your distinct strengths, refine your skills, and ignite the passion to pursue your true worth. Life isn't just about survival, it's about thriving. This book is your roadmap to not only surviving, but excelling in a world that demands your best. About recognizing your potential, developing your talents, and finding the inspiration to chase after what truly matters to you. Let You Are Worth More be your companion on this journey. It's not just a book, it's a catalyst for change. Empower yourself, elevate your skills, and embrace the opportunities that await. Visit youareworthmorebook.com today and embark on the path to realizing your full potential. Your worth is far more than you might imagine. Claim your free copy now and begin your transformation.